Lesson 132. 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4. Introduction. Paul wrote to Timothy and explained that apostasy and wickedness would be prevalent in their day as well as in the last days. He instructed Timothy to remain faithful to the truths he had already learned. Paul taught about the purposes of scriptures. Paul ended his letter by encouraging Timothy to diligently fulfill his ministry. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul describes the perilous times of the last days. Before class begins, ask the first two or three students who arrive to each draw a picture on the board of a dangerous or risky situation. After class begins, ask the class the following question. What words would you use to describe the situations drawn on the board? Explain that as part of his second epistle to Timothy, Paul prophesied conditions in his day and ours. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Paul described the times we live in. How did Paul describe the times we live in? If needed, explain that the word perilous means full of danger or risk. What are some of the moral and spiritual perils and dangers you have seen in our day? Divide students into pairs. Provide each pair with a copy of the following chart. Invite each pair to read 2 Timothy 3, 2 through 7, and answer the questions on the chart. Instruct them to use the footnotes to help with difficult words. Please refer to the chart on the middle of page 463 of Lesson 132. The chart is labeled 2 Timothy 3, 2 through 7. In the box on the left side, the question is asked, what are some examples of the latter-day conditions Paul described? In the box on the right hand is written the question, which of these conditions have you seen in our day? Identify two or three of them. Why are these conditions so dangerous? After sufficient time, invite students to report to the class what they discussed, including why these conditions are so dangerous. Ask students to ponder whether they ever worry that they might be affected by some of the dangers Paul mentioned in the verses they studied. According to the end of 2 Timothy 3:5, what did Paul encourage Timothy to do that can also help us in our day? We should turn away from wickedness. Summarize 2 Timothy 3:8 through 11 by explaining that Paul told Timothy that those who resist the truth will have their foolishness made known. He also wrote of the many perils and persecutions he had endured because of his efforts to live the gospel. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3:12 through 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul prophesied would happen to those who live the gospel. What did Paul prophesy would happen to those who live the gospel? Note, 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of scripture mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix of this manual. Explain that despite the seriousness of these disturbing conditions, we can find help and protection. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3:14 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught could help us turn away from these perils. What did Paul teach about resisting the perils he described? What do you think it means in verse 14 to, quote, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, end quote? To help students understand what this phrase means, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, in moments of fear or doubt or troubling times, hold to the ground you have already won. When those moments come and issues surface, the resolution of which is not immediately forthcoming, hold fast to that which you already know, and stand strong until additional knowledge comes. End quote. From Lord, I Believe, Ensign Orleahona, May 2013. Point out the phrase, quote, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, end quote, in verse 14. Explain that we can learn and receive assurance of truth from trusted sources, such as prophets, leaders, teachers, parents, and the Holy Ghost. What principle can we learn from verses 14 and 15 about how to overcome the spiritual perils of the last days? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we continue in the truths we have learned from trusted sources and in the Scriptures, we can overcome the spiritual peril of the last days. How can relying on the Scriptures and on truths we have learned help us overcome the perils of our day? When have you chosen to rely on truths that you have learned? How were you blessed for doing so? You could first have students answer these questions in their Scripture study journals or class notebooks, and then invite a few students to share what they wrote. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 aloud, and ask the class to look for what Paul taught about the Scriptures. You may want to suggest that students mark what they find. What did Paul teach about studying the Scriptures that can help us in our day? Help the class identify the following principle. As we study the Scriptures, we can learn doctrine and receive correction and instruction that will help us grow toward perfection. Write this principle on the board. Circle the words doctrine, correction, and instruction in the statement you have written on the board. Ask students to think of a time when the Scriptures helped them in one of the following ways. Number one, to understand a doctrine of the gospel. Number two, by offering reproof or correction concerning something in their thinking, choices, or behavior that was not right. Or number three, by providing an answer to a prayer or giving instruction on how they might solve a problem. Give students time to think of experiences, and then invite a few students to share what they thought of with the class. Remind students not to share anything that is too personal or private, including past sins. Given what we have learned about the value of the Scriptures, why do you think we are encouraged to study them daily? Provide students with a copy of the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Invite a student to read it aloud and ask the class to look for Elder Scott's counsel and promise with regard to studying the Scriptures. Quote, don't yield to Satan's lie that you don't have time to study the Scriptures. Choose to take time to study them. Feasting on the Word of God each day is more important than sleep, school, work, television shows, video games, or social media. You may need to reorganize your priorities to provide time for the study of the Word of God. If so, do it. As you dedicate time every day, personally and with your family, to the study of God's Word, peace will prevail in your life. End quote. From Make the Exercise of Faith Your First Priority, Ensign Orleahona, November 2014. Testify of the safety and peace that come to those who continue in the truths found in the Scriptures. Invite students to consider how they feel they could apply these principles in their lives. Encourage students to set a goal based on the promptings they feel. 2 Timothy 4. Paul declares that he has fought a good fight and charges Timothy to continue preaching. Ask students to raise their hands if they have ever felt like giving up at a task that was difficult. What experiences have you had when you persevered, even though you wanted to give up? Explain that 2 Timothy is likely the last letter Paul wrote before his death. Invite half of the class to read 2 Timothy 4:1 through 5 silently, looking for Paul's counsel to Timothy. Invite the other half to read the same passage, looking for Paul's prophecy about the future of the ancient Christian church. Encourage students to use the footnotes to help them understand what they read. After they have read, invite students from each group to report what they found. Explain that verses 3 and 4 record Paul's description of the apostasy that was beginning to happen in the church. Behaviors like those Paul described led to the great apostasy, which made a restoration of the gospel necessary. Why do you think Paul encouraged Timothy to continue preaching and ministering to the people, even though he knew that many would turn away from the truth? Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 4:6 through 8 aloud, and ask the class to look for what Paul wrote about his own efforts to spread the gospel. What did Paul say about his efforts as a missionary? Point out that Paul's metaphors of fighting a good fight and finishing the course describe how he faithfully completed his mission. According to verse 8, what did Paul know awaited him after death? What principle can we learn from these verses about our efforts to remain faithful in doing what the Lord requires of us? Students should identify the following truth. If we remain faithful in all the Lord requires of us, we will receive a crown of righteousness. Write this principle on the board. Explain that receiving a crown of righteousness includes becoming like Heavenly Father. Invite students to list on the board some of the requirements the Lord has given to youth of the church to help them become more like their Father in heaven. Why might youth choose to give up being faithful to some of these requirements? Whom do you know who, like Paul, is a good example of remaining faithful even when it is difficult? What have they done that exemplifies this principle? Summarize 2 Timothy 4:9 through 22 by explaining that Paul concluded his letter by explaining that even though he had felt lonely at times in his work, the Lord was with him and strengthened him. Encourage students to remain faithful in doing what the Lord requires of them. Scripture mastery, 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17. Ask students to fold a paper into thirds, creating three columns. Have them unfold the paper and write doctrine at the top of the first column, reproof and corrections at the top of the second column, and instruction in righteousness at the top of the third column. Invite students to use this paper as a bookmark in their scriptures for 1 week, writing in the appropriate section each time they read a scripture that fulfills one of these purposes. For example, under the heading doctrine, students could write scripture references and the doctrines or principles they learn from the verses. Under the heading reproof and correction, students could write scripture references and how the passages correct false ideas or their own choices and behaviors. And under instruction in righteousness, students could record passages that give them insight into what good works they can do. Encourage students to bring their papers to class in 1 week to report their experiences. You may want to place a reminder in your scriptures or manual to have a short discussion in 1 week to review this scripture mastery passage.